Podcast. Rock City.
What's up, everybody? It's Jody here from Podcast Rock City, and this week I'm joined by
D-Rock.
And obviously Joe's out to sea somewhere, so we decided we should still do a show for you guys.
I wonder if he remembered to take his volleyball and paint the face on it, you know, so he could do like the stranded Tom Hanks thing.
Like the Wilson thing?
Yeah. Well, he could get one and it's a Voight or something, you know? Right.
Paint jeans and makeup on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe's out to sea on the Kiss Cruise 6, Creatures of the Deep, and from all the cool pictures and shit that he's been posting, I'm so jealous that I'm not there, dude.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone on it too.
He sent me a picture yesterday of him holding the leopard print Paul Stanley BC Rich from Creatures of the Night.
Oh, no shit.
It's just like, that is rad. And so every year, I'm one of those people that I don't want to go on a cruise. You know how I feel about the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
But every single year, once people start putting up vids and, you know, sending shit back, I'm so jealous that we're not there right now.
Yeah, I just don't have the time, you know, or the money to be able to do it. I wish I did. One of these days, I'm just gonna start saving up and then eventually just have the money to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever do it, but I'm happy for all the people that are there because it's very exciting, even for me here on the land where it's safe. It's still pretty freaking exciting to get these posts. Joe's holding the BC Rich Leopard. He sent me one. He's holding the PS10 Broken Mirror.
Oh, nice.
I mean, you know, that kind of shit's super cool. And obviously, he got to see that great sail away set, but we're not even going to get into that. I got news.
News.
Podcast Rock City News.
So, the big news is this morning, technically, I guess it would have been this afternoon, at 11 a.m., whatever you want to call it. Anyhow, went to brunch with Ken Mills, the Podfather.
Yeah, I wanted to go with you to that, but I was too busy, I couldn't go.
Talk about a good time, man. You know, I've never met Ken face-to-face.
Right.
And I've been listening to that dude for, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years, maybe 6. So, and, you know, obviously the podcast is a big reason we started Strange Ways.
Right.
It's like Podkist was the first. They inspired the Kiss Room and KST, which were my first two that, you know, that I said, man, we should do this thing called podcast. You were like, what's that?
Yeah, I remember.
I had just found out what they were. And so, you know, everyone kind of in the Kiss podcast scene owes it all back to Ken Mills, the Podfather. And so today we went over to this restaurant to meet him and his wife and a couple friends. And it was just really trippy, man. You know, I pull up and I was like, holy shit, that's Ken Mills. You know what I mean? So I walk up and I'm like, hey, you know, and we were both just kind of, it was kind of weird at first. Like, I was kind of in awe of being in his presence, to be honest with you.
It's like being in front of royalty or something. You
know? It sounds a little corny, but I mean, I really did feel kind of nervous at first to meet him, you know?
Right.
After all these years, it was just like talking to him on the phone, except here he is, you know? And it was really cool. So we went inside and we had a nice big breakfast and talked all kinds of stuff. He went to the monkey show last night. And what's cool is because of Zilch, his podcast about the monkeys, he got to go in for the sound check, be backstage, hang out with the monkeys.
Oh, that's cool.
That's super cool. So I'm hoping someday we get some kind of awesome hookup from being in a podcast. So if you're listening, Gene and Paul, or Eric, or Tommy, for that matter,
do us a solid.
Do us a solid, brah. So anyway, yeah, so I got to hang out with Ken Mills, dude. I mean, it was pretty fucking cool, man. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I wish I didn't have to miss it, man. I wish I could have gone.
I got a little bit of audio of it. Check this out.
Hi, this is Ken Mills from the Podkist.
This is Jody Havnot, and we're together in the same room.
We are together in the same room, making eye contact, awkwardly sexual. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But finally, two titans of Kiss podcasting. It's happening.
Here
this
we
is
are.
Actually happening. This the tension is palpable in this room. People can't believe it. People are sitting in their chairs, tense. This is amazing.
It's pretty cool. Just had a great breakfast.
Yeah, we had breakfast at 2 in the afternoon. It's fantastic. I just want to say, Jody, I love what you and Joe do over at Podcast Rock City.
Buddy.
I love what you do on your solo projects in Strange Ways and everything. It's been an honor to get to know you over these years. And it's so good to finally meet you in fresh flesh and all that stuff.
Here we are, finally.
Here we are, finally. But I just want to tell everybody out there, Jody is real, and I'm real too. And where's Matt Porter though?
I think he's somewhere in Philly.
Yep, and Joe Polo's on a boat.
Somewhere lost at sea. And, yeah.
who sells the ship through the stormy sea.
Right.
If Joe is lost, then so are we.
So are we.
But it's been great sharing Kiss with you.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's such a cool thing. And I think everybody needs to know that Dress to Kill is probably the best Kiss
studio. Best Kiss record.
Yeah.
Studio.
The best, yeah, the live, first Alive album. Don't come to me with that weak sauce of Alive 2. I mean, there's some people that love that more because that's when they came up. But,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to know, I want you to know that I love you.
Love you too, man.
And I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Ken.
All right. We will let you get back to this episode of Podcast Rock City, or podcast, because I'm going to play it on that too. So
Sounds great.
All right, we'll see you.
Right on, man.
How cool is that?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's like, after all these years, I'm just sitting there with that dude, and it was just really cool, man.
Right. It's like being in front of, like, one of your idols, you know, like finally getting to meet somebody that you've always wanted to meet, and then it's
in a
just
way,
kinda
yeah.
like,
It's like... It's weird because you feel like you know him so well because you've been listening to him so long.
Yeah. Right. It was like finally getting to put a face with the name. You
yeah.
know?
And I can't wait to meet Joe, Matt, anyone from KST in person would make my day too, you know. But someday we're going to have the super podcast convention, hang out with everybody, I'm hoping.
Yeah. We were supposed to do one this year, but we couldn't do it.
The kibosh happened.
Yeah.
But anyways, so the news, another awesome piece of news is, man, that Electric Sail Away set. Joe's been sending video. So when Joe comes back, we'll play the good live stuff that he's recorded. It actually sounds really good. We'll save that for the recap show. But on this one, Joe had the opportunity to do a lot of cool interviews.
Right.
On Thursday, he interviewed Ken Sharp.
Yeah.
Author of one of the best Kiss books, Nothing to Lose. And you want to check that out? Let's take a listen to that.
What's up, guys? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. You know, I had the opportunity to interview somebody that I've never had the chance to, and I jumped on it. He's a writer. He's a musician. He's written 18 books, including Behind the Mask and Nothing to Lose, Kiss books that I'm sure are on your shelves, and that is Mr. Ken Sharp. How you doing?
Great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been sitting at the counter, at the tables with you for few hours now, you know, and it's like they love you, you know. It's really cool. How's that feel?
That's rewarding because I'm one of them, you know what I mean? I'm certainly you know, in tandem with everything. You know, I got into the band in 1975, and I just feel fortunate that I've been able to utilize my background as a writer and things like that to be able to do these books. And, you know, for instance, Nothing to Lose was really a selfish book for me to do, in the sense of it was a period of time, especially in the early days, 72, 73, that I'm really fascinated with, 74. I never got to see them until March of 76. So selfishly, I wanted to kind of create the book that would bring me there. So tonight I actually heard someone who said to me that that's what brought them there. And that to me is
That's awesome. You know, so being a Kiss fan, and now, you know, we've got the cruise coming up tomorrow. You're going to be on that. Now, you've got your own record out now, too. And, you know, tell us about that. How did that come about? How long did it take you to write it?
Well, I've been doing music for a long time. I've been writing songs and, you know, recording for quite a while. This is my fourth CD. It's called New Morning, though. To me, it's easily my best CD. It's gotten great reviews from everything from Huffington Post to Goldmine.
To me.
To you. There you go.
I love it.
So I'm really proud of it. Yeah, the record took a while. It came out of a really dark period. New Morning is the title. It's not about new morning, like greeting the new day. It's
gotcha.
About the other meaning of that. But yeah, it was definitely a cathartic experience doing the record. And, you know, my influences range from everything from the Beatles to the Raspberries to Cheap Trick to Small Faces to The Who, and I think you can kind of hear that in the record.
Sure. You know, I was listening to it, and one of my friends said he heard a little Michael Sweet. You ever listen to Michael Sweet?
No, not really. No.
So, you know, maybe he's influenced by you.
No, I don't know about that.
So, you know, the cruise is, you know, we board tomorrow. You've been on how many of them now?
I think this is my third or fourth cruise, and you know, I've never been on a cruise before in my life. And I was a little leery the first time. I'm thinking, like, God, if this is not fun, I'm kind of stuck. But it really was fun. It felt like a community of people that everyone was, I think, comes in with a great attitude, and everyone's out there to have fun. And it's a really amazing experience to share with people from 28 countries plus.
Absolutely. Besides Kiss, of course, are there any of the bands that are going to be on that you're really excited about seeing?
Yeah, I'm actually excited to see Whitford St. Holmes. I've been friends with the guys in Enough's Enough for a long time, so I'll be happy to see them. I haven't seen them for a while. And King's X.
I'm super stoked to see King's X. I've seen them one other time when they opened for AC/DC in Atlanta. It was amazing. So, you know, I know you're ready to go and eat, so I want to make this quick. While you're on the boat, you're going to be doing some writing, you know, about the cruise?
Yeah, I'm doing stories for a few magazines. About the cruise, so that's a fun thing to be able to kind of take part, but also look at it objectively as well. And it's always a positive story, because how could it not be? It's such a positive experience
for everyone.
I mean, when you leave that ship, you know, there's definitely a sadness that you feel, but because it's over. But you have to think about the time in between when you were on the cruise.
I feel like we're falling apart over here.
I saved you.
So, wow, that was cool.
That's pretty
right?
Awesome.
That actually aired on KGF Rocks on the live thing for the Kiss Cruise Weekend, official style.
Yeah.
And I figured we needed it here too, you know. So that's Joe interviewing Ken Sharp. It's pretty cool. I think that he said that he may be coming on to do a full show, so that would be really cool.
That's cool.
That'd be super cool. I'd be stoked.
Be a guest.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. But one thing I wanted to get into was that Sail Away set, man. Electric Sail Away set again this year. And I looked up the set list, dude. It's pretty kick-ass. I want to see what you think. Have you looked at it yet?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty cool. And, you know, mix this with whatever. I don't know what the set list is for the makeup set yet. But here's what they played on the Electric Sail Away set, according to set list. And Joe has posted most of these, so yeah. They started with I Stole Your Love.
Oh, cool.
Then they went Plaster Caster, Take Me, Nothing to Lose, Hide Your Heart.
Awesome, man. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, mine too, man. As far as the non-makeup shit, it's definitely one of the coolest ones. And it was definitely cool with Def Leppard, was it not?
That was an awesome show.
Yeah. So then they go into Watching You, Hotter Than Hell, Firehouse, and then A World Without Heroes, Electric.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that's probably...
That would have been awesome, too.
I don't know for sure, but I don't think I've ever heard... that live since that Fridays or something, because, you know, they did it acoustically a lot since then, but I don't think they've done it electric.
Yeah,
have they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but I could be wrong. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Joe actually has footage of that. I guess we'll play that back next week or something.
Awesome.
Then Tommy Does Shock Me.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to Got to Choose, Christine 16, Come On and Love Me. Then they go Mainline, All the Way, Going Blind, Love Her All I Can, and they close it out with Shout It Out Loud.
Nice. I'm
telling you right now.
At least they're tossing it up, you know, they're...
Yeah, I mean, that's a great fucking set
list. That is an awesome fucking set list.
But you know how we always argue that they play the same old shit?
Right.
If this was the only set list that I got for the cruise or whatever...
Yeah.
I think I'd be disappointed, because you do need Love Gun. You do need Detroit Rock
right.
City, Black Diamond, Rock
but
All
I mean,
All Night.
Still, you know, I'm just talking about, you know, the fact that they're actually throwing in stuff that they don't normally play.
Yeah,
ever.
It's pretty cool.
You know, so I
that's
kind of
the thing
that.
On the cruise, though, you know.
Right. That's why I'm jealous that I can't go, because I'd love to hear them play some of those other songs that they don't, you know, and see what they sound like live.
I don't think that there's anything too particularly new that they haven't done on a cruise, but it's still a kick-ass set list.
Right. I mean, there are songs that people don't normally get the chance, even at concerts, you know, to hear them play live, because they don't
Mainline
play.
Mainline and All the Way. And man, there's a three in a row from Hotter Than Hell, Mainline, All the Way, Going Blind, all in a row. Plus, they do Hotter Than Hell, Got to Choose. So it's pretty heavy on the Hotter Than Hell, so that's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's a pretty great set list.
Yeah. And especially for kicking the whole thing off, you know.
Right.
It's like, that just leaves you wondering, you know, what's still to come, you know.
Yeah, just the Creatures set.
Right.
To me, I don't think it'll be as badass as that Sail Away set, but we'll see. I don't know the
but
set list yet.
You never know.
Yeah, we'll see. Can't wait to see some good video on YouTube.
Right.
It's like, I'm dying. But yeah, so I think that everybody there probably loved that shit. I know Joe's having a really good time meeting a lot of cool people. He posted a picture of himself hanging out with King's X.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a little interview and killer picture of himself, him and Big John Hart.
Nice.
So let's take a listen to that one time. Check it out.
What's up, guys? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And amazingly, I am sitting here with one of the most famous faces of a bodyguard that anybody has ever seen, and you guys have all seen him in the pictures where Paul's getting out of a limo and he's covering his face. You did it a lot. As a matter of fact, I even remember video where you were like walking up and like putting your hand on camera's face. It's awesome. And I'm talking about Big John Hart. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm spectacular. Listen, thank you very much for taking a few minutes. We got a big time party going on here right now. I've been watching you. Everybody's so excited to see you.
Yeah, it was a great reaction to me coming here.
Isn't it so cool to see the the light up in their eyes?
Oh yeah.
You know?
I mean, I never took what I did for granted, but I never put myself in the fans' place. But to me, it was a job. I got hired to do something, and I tried to do it real well. So I went to a Kiss Expo as a featured guest, and you know, did a speech, and was talking to the fans. They were asking me questions for the Q&A, and they were asking me things about certain shows. And some of them I couldn't remember because it's just another day in the life on the road.
Right.
It was special to them because they were there and you know, it was the band they wanted to see and so forth. For me, it was, I was in Birmingham, Alabama, and I knew I was there, and that's all I remember, you know?
Right.
So sometimes I'm sorry that I can't remember as they do, you know, the time. I mean, there's also a few times where I've had people say, you threw me out. Well, I'm sure I did. I had guys in bands tell me that. There's a drummer for the Washington Collins band. And he came up to me and said, you threw me out of the picture. And a guy who used to be a bodyguard for Poison. I threw him out in Birmingham, New York.
That is amazing.
Sorry. You know, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So, you know, this was, you know, back in the 70s. Now, here we are in 2016. When you look back on that, you know,
It was a special time to be involved in music, first of all.
Right.
Today, unfortunately, the kids of today don't know anything about what happened then, as far as the excitement.
Right.
Because it didn't matter who you really liked as a band, but you wanted music. You would definitely go and you pay attention to who's coming to town, who's playing where. You know, you knew the small clubs or, you know, the smaller venues, who's going to be featured. In New York, a lot of that used to happen with people that wound up being really huge who play a smaller venue like the Bottom Line in Manhattan. And that, you know, 1,000 tops, and that was cramming them in there.
Right.
But everybody you can think of, from Billy Joel to Kiss, everybody played there sometimes, you know?
Absolutely.
But that was the emphasis then. Now, the music is different in a lot of ways for the younger people. And they don't have the same interaction. And spontaneity with it.
Right.
So it comes and goes. And then
it doesn't feel as personal.
No, it's not.
No, you meet a Kiss fan, obviously you've been doing this practically your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, when you meet a Kiss fan, I was watching these younger people walking up to you.
Oh, yeah.
That probably were one or two, and they're lit up. They're
oh,
just,
yeah.
They know who you
there
are.
Was, there was a couple from Australia that come up to me and said, I met you in 1980. And I don't know, I think he said he was like 12 or 13 then. So he's not that old. And he said, you know, he got a letter from him and Eric Carr had corresponded. And he received the letter. He had to show me the letter to get in. And he did, you know, and he was a nice fellow, nice young man. But see, the reason I remember that because it was a one-off.
And right, yeah.
And it was Eric. Eric, he was another, he's just a trip, Eric. He was a really special guy.
Wow.
I like Eric a lot. It's unfortunate that he's gone,
right.
But he was a lot of fun on the road.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, you're at the party here. What are the kinds of things the kids are asking you? Are they asking you questions or are they telling you mostly stories?
Mostly people are telling me stories, like this example with the fellas and girls from Australia.
Yeah.
Telling me how they met me or where they participated, you know. And I get a lot of that. And recognition, you know, and people say, you're a big guy. And that's happened a lot. I was walking and did one of the shopping malls down here to my son. It was about 10 years ago. It was Christmas time, we're walking through the mall, and my son, he's looking at me going, why is that cop following you? I don't know, you know. He's like, did you do something wrong? I don't know. No. So we walked into a storefront, you know, between the glass and the door. And the cop came up, and I turned around and said, you following me? He said, you're a big John Hart. I said, yeah. And he should have just come up and said so instead of stalking me.
How amazing.
But it just happens, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys get the opportunity. Oh, you know what? I have one more question.
Yeah.
You know, we always hear the stories about the pictures getting taken of Kiss, and then you guys were by the film.
We would.
How many cameras or how much film
would
you say you bought?
We bought a lot of film. We had a lot of given. You know, I mean, people sometimes had this attitude or idea that we were out there beating people up.
Yeah.
We couldn't. We didn't have the time.
Yeah.
So you had to be a little quicker on your feet, you know, and think with your head.
Absolutely.
You know, and, but yeah, we bought a lot of film. Maybe that was fair.
Sure.
You know, and you know, you'd be challenged. Oh, man, you know, I'm not going to give it to you. Well, yes, you are. So you have a choice. Either I pay you for the film and you're happy, or I'll take it out of the camera, and your camera might not come back in the same shape.
Oh, awesome.
So it's your choice.
Well, once again, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
You guys take it easy. We'll see you guys a little later.
Peace.
Hi, it's Gene Simmons. You're listening to Podcast Rock City, but you knew that.
All right, so yeah, man, that's fucking cool. Big John Hart, dude. I mean, he's been there. He was there for a lot of cool shit, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole, there's really not a whole lot for us to do without Joe, but the whole thing is we wanted to do a show for you guys, and the exciting thing right now is Joe's at sea with Kiss and a bunch of other Kiss fanatics, and we do know that the Tank is part of it. We've been debating that for almost a year now, whether were they or were they not going to have the Tank. Well,
it is confirmed.
Yeah. I haven't seen the set list or any like pictures of the live makeup sets yet. I don't know. I've seen a lot of Joe's videos, but none of those yet. So I'm really excited to see what the set list is. If it's going to be just a Straight Creatures tour set, they're going to do the whole album. Nobody knows.
And I hear they got Ace or Tommy wearing the old Ace outfit with the Thunderbolt thing.
Yeah, the whole Jazzercise outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spandex bodysuit.
They do have the guitars and all the appropriate stuff, so Eric's probably wearing some type of Fox getup. Not the makeup, but like a Eric Carr inspired outfit.
Clothing, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm super excited for those videos to start pouring in and for Joe to come back, you know, and tell us all about it because he's having a blast right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely checking a couple times a day on YouTube, you know, to see if I find anything.
Yeah, I have been too, and, you know, it's really exciting, even if you're not on the cruise, to be a Kiss fan while the cruise is going on, because you never know what could happen,
right?
What they might play, you know?
Right.
And it's really exciting. And, you know, I hope everyone that's on the cruise, you probably can't hear this. I don't know if they can download it from the boat or not, but it will come out tomorrow, and Joe will still be at sea with Kiss until Wednesday, dude.
Jealous.
So, yeah, me too. But we just wanted to do at least something for you guys, because I know for me, whenever one of my favorite shows doesn't put out a show that week, it's always like, fuck, man, what the hell? So we wanted to do something for you guys. I just think it's pretty cool, though. What do you think of the whole idea of doing the Creatures of the Night, you know, thing?
I think it's awesome, you know, especially that they're like going back and doing themes from like the older stuff, you know, just kind of like reliving it.
Yeah, because last year was Alive, and they did those costumes, those guitars, like down to the right guitars, you know? It's not just like they're playing
the songs.
It's like
they're bringing out everything from that era, you know?
So maybe next year we'll finally get, everyone will finally get Destroyer.
Right.
Someone that always gets brought up, you know? So you could do a Tank, and you could do Alive, you could do Destroyer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Easily, I would think. I don't know. Hope everyone on the cruise is having a blast. I wish I was there. I wish D-Rock was there. I know Joe's having a good time, and he's going to have a lot of cool stories to tell us next week. But I think that's going to be it this week, man. We don't have a whole lot to talk about. But before we go tonight, just want to remind you guys, you can send any kind of messages or comments or ideas for shows. And actually, I've been wanting to do a Q&A for the longest time. So if a bunch of you people could just send in a bunch of questions, we'll answer them on the air. You know, it could be anything, but preferably Kiss questions, you know. But you can send those questions to podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Make sure you go there. Make sure you check out kisstalk.net and make sure you go to redbubble.com. And I can tell you right now, when I met Ken this afternoon, he had some merch from redbubble.com. He had a really badass Podkist new logo, like a bag.
Oh,
and he
no
also
shit.
Had a Zilch bag, and he gave me an awesome Zilch pen, which was really cool. And, you know, you can get your podcast Rock City merch there, your Podkist merch, and your Kiss Room merch, all at redbubble.com. Make sure you go there if you want a t-shirt or a bag or a dress or whatever you want. So we want to thank the Podfather Ken Mills for that. And it was really cool to meet you, dude. I'm so glad it finally happened. And I can't wait to meet Joe and Matt and everybody else. But for this week, I think we're about done. You got any closing thoughts, D-Rock?
No, not really. You know, I think we pretty much summed it up.
Yep. So everybody, thanks for listening so much. We really do appreciate it. And we also listen to a whole bunch of podcasts. I think you know that because we play the commercials right after the show. And we're going to do it again, as usual, in what?
3, 2, 1. Peace. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party.
Alright!
Boy, Jody have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss Talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.